Good afternoon, Audio Boom. Boo. Just wanted to remember Kenny. Now, I don't know if I've ever booed about Kenny specifically before. Some of you who know, who do follow and occasionally listen, will know Earl, my current guide dog. I've had him for about 2 years or so now. Oh, it must be going on to three. I'm not sure exactly. That's terrible, isn't it? Is it? Yeah, 2.5. Anyway, my previous dog's name was Kenny. And he was a black labby. Much, I saw him the other day, he's much shorter than Earl and lovely, full-on dog. I always would get, you know, he was my third dog, and all of my dogs before Earl were of a type, almost. They all have a different personality, but Kenny was full-on, sort of a gun dog, you know, the old-fashioned Labrador gun dogs. Lots of strength, lots of strength personality, as well as just physically strong dog. I remember when I was getting him, and we'd have a big kennel, a big play area, enclosed play area where we can have them off the lead and so forth. That was the first time we'd let them off in there as a group, like three or four dogs all together to go off and play together. And we're doing the practicing recall and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Kenny went off to play. And the instructor just started laughing. And what had happened is Kenny was just... this is how he would play. He'd just pelt full pace straight at another dog. Bowl him over. And come on, then run up and try and get him to chase him. And I wouldn't sort of run along with him, and did that, he'd just knock him over, full pout like a battering ram. And apparently it was quite amusing to see him just sprint right across and knock himself, the dog flying. He was a full-on dog. Anyway, he got attacked by a little mutt who was only a small dog, just loose in a field. But from then on, and slowly, progressively got worse, he became, his dog distraction got worse, and became, words just escaping my, angry with other dogs. Funny how words, so simple words, just... aggressive. He became aggressive to other dogs occasionally. And as a working guide dog, you know, I couldn't have that. So I ended up having to retire him early. He was never, you know, aggressive with people or anything like that at all. But just occasionally, he'd be really aggressive with other dogs. Never heard anything really like that. But certainly not what you can... not what you want from your guide dog. So, reluctantly and, well, necessarily, I retired him early and got this new boy, Earl, who is probably much on the other end of the spectrum. Anyway, Kenny went to live with a girlfriend from work and her family, who absolutely adored him, loved him to bits. And about a month ago, she said to me that he had started to act a little bit weird. Well, initially he was just slipping on the tiles. And she thought maybe, you know, over winter his paws have got a bit soft and on the tile floor, and he had the big fluffy feet and the hair was a bit too long between his toes, and maybe he was just slipping a bit, and she got that, you know, cut that back and got shoes for him, and still he was slipping here and there. Took him to the vet. And and started doing other strange behavioural things. He would find a track, as in, you know, a loop around the, you know, into the kitchen, through there, through this door, that back through that door, and he'd just continually walk in this loop. He wouldn't settle, he wouldn't... it's like the kind of behaviour he used to do maybe sometimes when he was in pain. So he had a, you know... just not settling. But this became progressively worse, and various vets and specialists were consulted, and they found he had a tumour growing in the centre of his brain. Inoperable. And last Wednesday he was put down. He was only nine, about nine, and I went to see him on Tuesday, the day before, with the family, and it was awful. He really wasn't himself. He just wasn't there. He was, couldn't settle. Apparently they looked up, the symptoms are very similar to Cushing's disease. So if you have heard of that, it's basically how he was. And of course, you know, another friend from work had come too, and everyone was, we were all just too upset because he knew the next day was what it was. But, no, my little boy was so upset. He made him a card and cried and cried. It's hard to, even just comforting him was upsetting enough. But, you know, Kenny was just so much fun. He really was so much fun. And he did some fun, absolutely fantastic work. You know, he had a bit of bird distraction, dog distraction as he got older. But his work was amazing. It's a love, I could go for a run with Kenny, you know, I could get on these paths around here where I can walk nice and quickly with Earl. Hey there, sweetheart. You're a good boy, aren't you?
Hey, a little bit puffy.
Yes, what? But, trying to get Earl to take me for a run. He's way too much of a goody-two-shoes to let me do that. Kenny, let's go. And, we could go running around the canals. He was the first dog who would be really particular about taking me around puddles. Which is unlike, you know, not sort of consistent with a lot of his other traits, but yeah. And in a crowded shopping centre, he loved that kind of environment where there's heaps to do, heaps of challenges, and we could weave in and out of a crowded shopping centre. Earl will just stop and wait. Okay, we'll just let a path clear ahead of us, then we'll go. No way you can get him to go until the path is nice and clear. Whereas Kenny would just, we're going through. And weave in and out and we'll find a way and straight through. Full speed. I wouldn't touch anything. He might, on his like the side that I'm not on his left-hand side, he might take out, you know, some poor little old lady with the side of his shoulder. But, you know, I'd be fine. That's his job. So, he was a buffhead. I called him buffhead because he was a buffhead. And it turns out that his head was, yeah, he had the tumour. So, I'll miss you, Kenny.